Federal officials in San Diego began a crackdown yesterday on Middle Eastern foreign students who have overstayed or violated the terms of their visas. The action was the first in a nationwide campaign to tighten enforcement on foreign student visas. Critics say Muslim students are being unfairly targeted. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Kneeler reports.
For weeks, agents from the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service have been looking into foreign student records at colleges and universities in San Diego. On Wednesday, INS agents fanned out before dawn and arrested 10 people. All of those arrested came from countries the U.S. government has linked to terrorist activities, countries such as Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. INS officials would not release the names of the individuals, nor would the officials speak on the record. Immigration authorities began compiling information on the nearly 600,000 foreign students in the U.S. after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. But in the weeks after the September 11th attacks, they've stepped up efforts to track them. At least 35 colleges and universities in San Diego have turned over to the INS the names and addresses of foreign student visa holders who were not enrolled in classes. Doug Moffitt, Director of International Student Programs at San Diego State University, supports the increased scrutiny.
We're glad to see that reform is being made. We have data on students. We've just been waiting for some time now to have the INS capability improved.
San Diego has been of keen interest to federal investigators. Three of the hijackers involved in the September 11th attacks lived in San Diego last year. One entered the U.S. on a student visa but never attended classes. None of the students arrested Wednesday were accused of having connections with the terrorist attacks. But the idea of pre-dawn raids and Muslim men being rounded up is drawing criticism. Mohammed Nasser, head of San Diego's American Muslim Society, says the government is unfairly trying to link Muslim students with the terrorists.
We have to really make a distinction between these people that got arrested and any terrorist activity. These people have nothing to do with terrorism.
Kerry Steigerwald is an attorney who represents a local Muslim man being held as a material witness to the September 11th investigation. He questions the INS tactics.
There's a time and a place, an appropriate way to handle things. 5 o'clock a.m. raids going in and rifling through people's houses to determine whether or not, in fact, they're students on student visas seems pretty alarming.
Of the 10 people arrested Wednesday, 3 have already agreed to leave the country. 1 was released, 5 await immigration hearings, and 1 faces unrelated criminal charges. INS officials say San Diego was the starting point for the visa crackdown because they already have a strong program in place to monitor foreign student visas here. They say they fully expect these kinds of arrests to take place in other parts of the country soon, and they will expand the investigation to include foreign students from all countries, not just the Middle East. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.